Welcome to Renew Devotionals. I'm Grace Thweet, the author of this devotional series, Cover to Cover. In this series, we're exploring the unified story of Scripture as we work our way through every book of the Bible. This is part 7, where we're covering Paul's epistles. The books Romans through Philemon contain the Apostle Paul's letters to Christians around the world in the first century. Central to these letters is that salvation in Christ changes everything. In these letters, we explore the application of the gospel in our lives. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Romans. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God for faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
When Jesus rose from the dead, everything changed. The course of history took a new direction, and the life of every person was impacted eternally. In his letter to the Romans, Paul unpacks the significance of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. What does the gospel mean for our lives? When Jesus rose from the dead, everything changed. The course of history took a new direction, and the life of every person was impacted eternally. In his letter to the Romans, Paul unpacks the significance of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. What does the gospel mean for our lives? Paul first lays out the basics most central to the Christian faith. He starts by simply explaining that we are made right with God by putting our faith in Him. Now, this reconciliation is necessary to begin with because all humanity is trapped in sin. We are unable to love God or live under His rule. All are guilty of sin and face God's wrath. But the good news is that Jesus came to die as a sacrifice for sin. He overcame sin by resurrecting from the dead. And He makes His resurrection life available to those who trust in Him. Paul sums all this up in Romans 6:23, saying, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul joyfully declares that those who put their faith in Jesus are united to Him, meaning what's true of Jesus becomes true of them. Christians are justified before God. They no longer have a guilty standing. Christ's perfect life is credited to them, and their status is declared righteous. Paul then goes on to explain that this right standing with God changes everything going forward. By accepting their new identity in Christ, Christians are free from the controlling power of sin and able to experience life. God's gift of eternal life is not confined to existence after death. For Christians, it begins now. The more we are entangled from our patterns of sin and grow in our love for God and others, the more we experience an abundant way of living. Romans calls this process of spiritual growth sanctification. Paul reminds his reader that just as salvation came from God and not our own works, so sanctification comes from faith in God's promises and dependence upon His power within us. From beginning to end, it is God's power within us that changes us. And then, in case his reader might become discouraged or anxious about their spiritual growth, Paul reminds us that God stays with His people and perseveres. He will gloriously complete the work in them that He began. After communicating the gospel, Paul entrusts his reader with a calling. He says in Romans 12, 1 through 2, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So Paul is urging us to respond to God's great mercy by living our lives for him. Transformation to do so, if you'll notice what the end of this verse says, comes from the renewal of our minds. In other words, Christians are changed by encountering and embracing the truths of the gospel, the very truths we've been examining in the letter of Romans. Pastor Ben Stewart explains this concept using the example of his relationship with his wife. He talks about how his initial attraction to her led him to pursue getting to know her better. He called her, took her to dinner, exchanged letters with her. He says, "I wanted to know her more because love seeks knowledge of the beloved." And then Ben draws the connection to God. He says, "We load our minds with thoughts of God to stir our hearts with a passion for God, which propels us to live lives that honor and enjoy God. The more we see him, the more we become like him. We are changed by encountering and embracing the truths of the gospel." At the end of his letter, Paul lays out tangible examples of how God's transformation through the gospel manifests itself in people's lives. Christians forgiven in Christ are not weighed down by guilt and shame, but rather they are free, confident that nothing can separate them from God's love. Christians also grow in love and humility, seeking to serve others with their gifts. They reject judgment and unite with other believers across their differences. Christians forgive and love even those they consider their enemies. Christy Purifoy is one of my favorite authors, and I love how she talks about living in light of the gospel in one of her books. Thinking about her young kids and how as adults we often ask children, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" Christy writes, "The truly important question seems not to be what they will do, but how will they do it? Will they bless the food they eat and so receive it within the context of a relationship with God? Will they pursue truth and justice and beauty as things belonging not to a dark world, but to the light that has come into the world? Will they keep and care for their environments, homes, offices, and neighborhood parks, for their urban centers and those who live in them? In these ways and in every moment of their days, will they proclaim the gospel, the good news of Christ's reign and redemption?" She goes on to say, "Whether they are engineers or writers or gardeners or even unemployed or bedridden by illness, I pray they will live as priests in this world. I pray they learn from me and their Father what it is to offer our whole lives the sacrifice of witness. This witness in word and deed, in happiness and suffering, is always this: God is God and he is love. And through Christ, all can be redeemed. Everything, including our own hearts, can be made new. Does your life shine as a living testimony to the redeeming power of God? Take a moment to ask God to showcase the gospel through your life, that in Christ, all can be transformed and redeemed." Christ's saving work brings us from death to life, and it continues to renew us each and every day. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the power of the gospel.
To encounter and let go of the things that I thought I knew, to understand your heart, to encounter you, the one and only thing that I wanna do. Come show me who you are, and I than anything else.